He was a doctor. Surely he'd seen plenty of bare legs in his practice. And a leg was a leg, was it not? There was nothing for her to be nervous about. The fact that he was so very handsome and charming, and currently pushing her dress up beyond where propriety would allow, was irrelevant to the fact he was a doctor. He was merely doing his job. So why was her heart racing at such an alarming rate? She watched as he lifted her dress ever higher, until it practically revealed her nether regions. Blast. Why couldn't Beeston have shot her lower down on her leg? Why did it have to be so very high? It was one thing for Dr. Pritchard to examine her and tend to her wound. He was old and unattractive and married. He'd delivered hundreds of babies. There was no need to feel modest before him. But Dr. Alcott... How many babies have you delivered? Hannah blurted out before she could stop herself. Dr. Alcott's hands paused, resting on her thigh near the wound. He looked up at her, his eyes piercing, causing her heart to race even faster than it had been before. At least, if one was going to have an attack of the heart, it was best to have one with a doctor present. I beg your pardon, he asked. Babies, have you delivered any? Hannah was rather surprised at her own bluntness. She was normally one to beat about the bush or cushion her words with gentle phrases such as, if you don't mind sharing, or pardon my candidness. It seemed her mouth was running away with her today, and she couldn't exactly explain why. Something about this man. Dr. Alcott sat back and pulled his hands away from her leg. Oddly enough, this made Hannah even more nervous. She felt so exposed and was acutely aware of the slightly chilly air that breezed over her skin. Skin that should most certainly be covered in the presence of a man. Does it make any difference? He asked. No, Hannah answered, and then questioned why she was lying. Yes, she mended. I mean, a little. A smile crossed his thin lips as he reached into his bag to retrieve a small bottle of something, a salve for her leg, perhaps. I was the only doctor in my small town in Cumberland, so yes, I have seen my share of babies into this world. He narrowed his eyes on her. Does that make you feel better? She thought it should have, but it didn't. It was still unnerving to have him staring at her bare leg. Why did you leave Cumberland? She asked, desperate to evade his question. Oh, I left years ago, when I was presented with the opportunity to apprentice with Dr. Pritchard. That, combined with my sister marrying a Londoner, brought me here. He focused on the wound. Is it sore to the touch? Hannah nodded. I will be as gentle as I can. Hannah sucked in a sharp breath as he pressed his hand against her wound. It was sore and uncomfortable, but she fought to maintain her composure. It was silly, really. She'd done the same with Dr. Pritchard. For some odd reason, she was afraid of offending them or hurting their feelings should she complain too much about their administrations being too painful to endure. I'm sorry, he muttered, his tone low and genuine, reverberating through Hannah's body and taking away all thoughts of discomfort. I know how painful that is. You do? She was intrigued. Had he suffered his own gunshot wound before? Perhaps a lesion from sword fighting? Was it over a woman?